Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're continuing on this amazing journey this week as St. Paul takes us through some of the most beautiful teaching, I think, about of a Christian anthropology and understanding human nature, our battle against sin, God's gift of mercy, the gospel, salvation. It's so good. Paul is loaded, you know, and he's not so easy to understand sometimes, but thanks be to God. You know, there's so many good Bible studies out there, friends, that you could use, good Catholic commentaries and Bible studies that I encourage you to just lay hold of. If reading Paul is difficult, it's sometimes really good. Just get into a Bible study with somebody, some other people, through a book like Romans, and be able to discuss and read a little bit of the commentaries together, but pray through it and allow the Lord to teach you, because it will tell you more about who you are, who God is, and what he's done for you than you can imagine. And you can begin to live more effectively or more fully the understanding that I am who God says I am. I'm not who the world says I am. I'm not who the devil says I am. I'm who God says I am. And boy, when that understanding takes root in the human heart, freedom, confidence, security, love, the fruits of the Spirit begin to flow. And the identity is strong and it doesn't waffle constantly. And this is what the Lord wants to bring to us. And this is the power of the Word of God, too. God's Word is living and active. Many people don't know themselves because they don't know Christ, and they don't know Christ because they don't know the Word of God. Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Ignorance of Christ is ignorance of self. He's the way, the truth, and the life. We're not going to know ourselves fully until we know ourselves in Jesus, in Christ. Okay, I ended kind of midway through yesterday's reading in Paul, Romans, and Paul was exhorting us. He said, okay, now since you died with Christ, I don't have to go through all that, but what happened in baptism, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the programs earlier this week where I kind of broke this stuff open to be able to see it more clearly, I'd encourage you to go. You can go to our website at renewalministries.net, as I said, and you can listen to them there. Or best way to lay hold of all of what we're producing at Renewal Ministries is just download the Renewal Ministries app, or you can download the Ave Maria app as well, which has got not only my program, Sister Ann's programs, but all the wonderful stuff, Father John Ricardo, Al Cresta, Teresa Tomio, it's all there, and you can listen to it whenever you want to, because some of these programs come either at early morning, and it's hard to get up and listen to them, or just difficult times during the workday, so you can listen at your leisure. So Paul was saying, now, since Christ has dealt with the sin and the death problem in baptism, problem of original sin, and his Spirit is at work in you, and you're no longer subject to those powers, or you're no longer under the condemnation of the law that says you're not measuring up, but you're now under grace. You're living in the free gift of becoming a child of God by receiving the life of God and brought by Jesus through baptism into right relationship with God the Father. And you have a new destiny to share in the inheritance that belongs to Christ. So Paul is just exhorting them to say, okay, now you're under grace, which means there's a new power, a new capacity in you to live a different way of life. Don't give yourself up to the former ways you lived, the former pattern of life of offering, for example, he's talking here about sexual morality and offering ourselves, our bodies, to sin and wickedness, he said. He said, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law? Now, this is a part of the text where he's saying, well, look, if my sin brought grace and grace is triumphing over everything, what do I have to worry? Why not sin? Because grace is going to cover it all, right? Paul says, what then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? Of course not, he said. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one you obey? And so either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. So here we are. And he's saying we have power now in the presence of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. The very life of God, the help of the Holy Spirit, the help of Jesus, to say no to that habit, pattern of sin that leads to death. But instead, by obedience, by surrendering, by walking and offering ourselves like Jesus did. Now, Paul is when he says, make your bodies a living sacrifice to offer your lives, keep thinking about Jesus' offering on the cross. That was an offering of love. It was a sacrifice. But that sacrifice came from the heart of Jesus, the mind of Jesus, the will of Jesus. It was a conscious offering of himself as a gift to God the Father for us. And it was for our sake. And it was an act of love because it was rooted in Jesus' humility and his obedience to the Father. And therefore, God has highly exalted him, giving him the name above every other name. And so that power that raised Jesus from the dead, that power is in you and in me. So he says, but thanks be to God, Paul says, that although you were once slaves to sin, you have become obedient from the heart to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted. So baptism fulfills in us the promise of the Lord to give human beings a new heart, to have not a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh. And that heart of flesh is a heart that's really, it's a heart that's filled with the presence, power of the Holy Spirit. And that's really the heart of God. It's we're being brought into the love of God and being empowered to love God. And we're being made capable of rising to the yes to God that we were destined to have, which means to share in the love between the Father and the Son. He says, freed from sin, or the pattern of teaching which you entrusted is probably the creeds and the apostolic teaching that was going forward and the apostles gave in presenting what is the gospel, what does it mean to live in the kingdom? And he said, you're freed from sin. You have become slaves to righteousness. You're servants now of the King. And what's righteousness? It's right relationship with God. It's brought back into the covenant relationship that God brought through the people of Israel first, but made the new covenant in Jesus at the Last Supper and the shedding of his blood. And we're in covenant relationship with God. So then Paul goes on to today's reading. He says in Romans chapter 6, verses 19 through 23, said, brothers and sisters, I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your nature. For just as you presented the parts of your bodies as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness for lawlessness, so now present them as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. So when we offered ourselves to all kinds of behaviors that were inconsistent with God's purpose, see, when we say yes to something, when we get our will behind it and our emotions, and we give ourselves over it, we're offering ourselves to it. And Paul is saying, you offered yourselves to impurity, which means you were slaves to impurity. And it's interesting, the more we offer ourselves, and you know it and I know it, the more we offer ourselves to certain patterns of sin that we're attracted to, the more we say yes to it, the more it begins to shape our identity, and the harder it weakens our will, and it's harder and harder to say no to it as time goes on. So we become slaves to a lawless way of living, a way that's inconsistent with God's law and purpose. He said, now instead, you have a new power. You're not a slave to those things anymore. You're not a slave to sin. You're a free man. You're a free woman because you have the freedom and the power that's in Christ has been given to you in your baptism. He says, so now present yourselves. Cooperate with the work that God's doing in you. And if you're not aware of it, something's wrong. If you're not aware that this is who you are, if you've been baptized and you're still living like a slave, a period of time in my life and other people just wallowing in sin and not knowing who we are, and you want to get out, the way to get out, obviously, is repentance. Go to the sacraments, confess the situation that you're in, but then take up the word of God. Take up the wisdom, take up the grace of the regular reception of sacraments and start to say, I'm not a slave to sin. I'm a slave to righteousness. I've given my whole heart. I've made my life an offering. I have the power through Christ to say yes to this offering he's made to me and the work he's done to bring me into right relationship with my Father in heaven and get me on the path to freedom, to faith, hope, and love, and ultimately to living in eternally in the destiny for which I was made. So present yourself as slaves to righteousness, that is like offering yourselves to this gift of being put in right relationship with God, and now you keep saying yes to it, and you're giving yourself to sanctification, the process of becoming holy, of being completely set apart for God, and the life of God now coming alive in you. And here's where this is the church in her wisdom constantly putting before us the lives of the saints to see what heroic love looks like, what Christ's love looks like. We're all empowered to become like Christ, little Christ. We're united to Jesus in his body, and he's bringing all of us, not into conformity to Adam, but we're being brought into the conformity to the new Adam, not to the life that was communicated to us, the fallen nature, but the new nature, the new creation is given to us as we're united to him. He says, but what profit did you get then from things of which you are now ashamed? I mean, I think of the sins, you know, that I've committed in my past and the help that Jesus has given me to come out of those patterns. And thank God his grace has given forgiveness. Thank God for the church and the sacraments in the church. But even looking back, I mean, there's still a sense sometimes of shame. And we ought to be careful. The guilt is taken away, and we're not meant to stay in shame, live in shame. It's good to feel some shame when we're guilty. It's a good thing. And so we turn and receive forgiveness and let the Lord lift that, give it away, give it to the Lord. He'll deal with it. He doesn't want us to walk in shame. But every once in a while, you can think about, wow, man, the choices I made at one point in my life, I thought I was with it, but man, they're destructive. Paul says, because what good did they do you? Because the end of those things is death. We don't really think about that in the pleasure of the moment. Remember, we choose sin because there's goods there. There's things that are goods, but we pervert those goods. The only reason we're attracted to them is that they're goods. Like, for example, like sexual sin, right? The human sexuality, sexual pleasure, these things are created by God and expressed in the right order are great goods. But when I want them for something outside of the purpose God made for them, and I insist on having them, I'm taking a good and I'm twisting it, perverting it. There's some pleasure that I'm pursuing in it, but I never think about what Paul says here. What good did it do you? We can even say now, lots of people, you know, look back and say, it didn't do me any good, even in this world. But Paul said, those things lead to death. He's talking about not just bodily death. He's talking about the second death. Eternal separation from God. He said, but now that you have been freed from sin and have become slaves to God, God is who I'm making the total offering of my life to. God is the place I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes to his mercy, to his love. And I've been freed from the domination of sin. This is important, friends. Let this renew your mind. You don't have to stay in the traps that you're in. The devil keeps you there through shame, through guilt, through condemnation, all these kinds of things. Get a hold of the Lord's word. Go see a good priest, and he'll help you get out of it. Others can help you get out of it because you don't need to stay there. So the benefit you have leads to sanctification, and it ends in eternal life. That's what the Lord has done in us, for holiness and eternal life. For the wages of sin is death. The cost of these behaviors is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. This is, friends, what it means, but he's Savior. He's the anointed one. He's the Christ filled with the Spirit, and he's the Lord, has authority over all this. And if we're in him fully, we get life and we get freedom in him. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.